and WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A FedEx plane crash landed at Chattanooga's airport. Three people were on board. Officials say all were accounted for. Billionaire dreaming.
I want to be the next billionaire. Yes, I do.
But not this time. No one matched all the numbers for the massive $1.2 billion jackpot. That means Saturday's drawing is now $1.4 billion. Seven tickets did match all five numbers, but not the Powerball, to score $1 million. Saying he wants to address misinformation about the opportunities for asylum seekers in the U.S., Mayor Eric Adams arrived in Mexico City, saying he planned to meet with the consul general and then visit a sacred basilica on the multi-day trip.
This is just the beginning of the, you know, really the journey of trying to be on the ground and understand, you know, the whole flow of the migrant and asylum seekers.
New York officials say there's been an uptick of migrants arriving. This is ABC News. The man now charged for the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur was in court for his arraignment in Las Vegas Wednesday, but ABC's Alex Stone reports the arraignment has been put on hold.
Have you attended this matter for 2 weeks?
The hearing lasted only a couple of seconds. Dwayne Davis arrived in a blue jumpsuit and appeared to walk with a limp. He told the court he does have an attorney, but that the attorney wasn't available to be at the hearing. Davis asked for a delay of his arraignment, which has been postponed now until October 19th. Outside of court, Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson on the next hearing.
That is when he will formally enter a plea of not guilty, I believe.
Davis is accused of orchestrating the murder of Tupac Shakur in 1996 and handing the shooter the gun. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The use of mental care services by kids jumped 22% in the pandemic, according to a new study. Researchers looked at youth 19 and under receiving inpatient and telehealth services. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
the
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News.